every horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I am Silver.
The Circle C and the Bar 11 herds reached Frontier Town during the same week, and after the cattle had been loaded and started on their way to the east, the two outfits celebrated for several days. But there was no general good feeling. The Bar 11 crew made the Bright Lights their headquarters, while Chris Carter's men stayed close to the Range Riders Inn. Then one evening, Link Mason, the owner of the Bar 11, walked into the inn. The talk died down. Mason sneered condescendingly and walked straight over to Chris Carter.
Hello, Carter. I've got some business with you.
You have?
Yeah. Might as well get it over with. That table by the window will do. Come on.
Tonto, Indian companion of the Lone Ranger, was tightening Scout's cinch just outside the window where the two men sat down.
Take a seat.
Do you want a drink?
No. No sense in wasting time. I'll get to the point.
What is the point?
I've had a good year. I aim to expand a little.
You always aim to do that.
Yeah. The Bar 11 gets bigger and better every year. I want to buy Signal Hill.
It isn't for sale.
I thought you'd say that. You'll change your mind.
No, I won't.
Why not? It's no good for Grayson. What do you want the hill for?
I can put the same question to you.
It won't do you any good. I got my own reasons, and I'm keeping them to myself.
Well, the hill isn't for sale.
Yeah, you said that before. I'll give you $2,000 for it. It's a good price.
No, thanks.
You can think about it on the way home. We can close the deal there.
I'm not interested, Mason.
What you don't understand, Carter, is that you haven't any choice. I'm going to buy that hill.
Is that a threat?
You can take it that way if you want to. If you don't sell, things might start to happen around your place.
What sort of things?
Well, you might be plagued with rustlers. There might be some accidents happen to your cowhands. And then there's your wife.
Why, you...
Now, don't get riled. It isn't like you, Carter. You're the kind that always plays it safe. You don't want any trouble, do you?
If anything happens to my wife,
you... I just mentioned the fact that you had one. And I was thinking what a spot you'd be in if anything happened to you.
Oh, so that's it.
That's it. It'll be healthier if you sell the hill. And there's no reason why you shouldn't sell it. It isn't worth anything. I guess you'll be ready to close the deal when we get home. Won't you, Carter?
Tonto, the Lone Ranger's Indian companion, overheard the conversation between Carter and Mason. And when he returned to the masked man's camp in the Enchanted Hills, he told him what he had heard.
It's been a long time since we've been down in Rainbow Valley, Tonto.
Isn't that right?
Several years. But from the stories I've heard, Mason has been building himself an empire.
Him own plenty land now.
Yes, and he hasn't cared how he got it. But I don't understand his interest in Signal Hill.
It's not good for cattle.
Wooded, isn't it?
Ah. Plenty trees. There's a waterfall there. But that's where Rainbow Creek starts.
I wonder if the creek has anything to do with Mason's interest.
It's floating on.
And Mason's land is to the west of the creek.
That right.
Could he have bought up all the ranches to the north?
Hunter not know.
He may only be trying to. We better ride down to Rainbow Valley and have a look around.
That's a good idea.
Yes, Tonto. We'll start in the morning.
When Chris Carter returned to the Circle C, he gave his wife, Jane, a complete account of everything that had happened on the trail and in Frontier Town. Finally, he told her of Link Mason's demand for Signal Hill.
$2,000.
Yep.
Well, I don't suppose it's worth any more. But you don't need the money.
Nope.
Then don't sell. I say don't have anything to do with Mason and you'll be better off.
But I'm afraid we'll have a lot to do with him if I refuse to sell. He threatened to make trouble.
What sort of trouble?
The cattle or the boys. Or it might be on a personal basis. Just between me and him.
Ignore him. What can he do?
He could pick a fight and force me to draw. He's faster on the draw than I am.
Chris... You're not afraid of him, are you?
I don't think so. And I won't sell if you don't think I should.
All right, don't. And tell Mason where to get off.
I will, Jane.
Tell him... No. No, if anything happened to you afterward, I'd never forgive myself.
Well, what happens to me doesn't matter.
It does. Mason has all the cards in his hand. He doesn't have to bluff, Chris. Sell the hill and forget all about it.
The following morning, Chris started for the Bar 11 Ranch. Though it was longer, he took the Signal Hill Trail to say goodbye to the tall pines and the cascading waterfall. Then suddenly, as he neared the crest of the hill, two men rode out from the cover of the trees.
Masked man and an Indian. Ho, boy. Ho there. Ho.
Don't go for your gun, Carter. We're not outlaws. Most of them are holding
back. Who are you and what do you want with me? You aren't outlaws. What's the idea?
We want to know what you plan to do with the hill.
The hill?
Tonto heard Mason make you an offer for it while you were in Frontier Town. Have you decided to accept it?
Well, I don't see what business it is of yours, but yes, I have.
That's too bad.
Well, why is it? It's nice country, but it's no good to me.
That's because you get all the water you need from the river. The ranches to the north depend on the creek.
What's my selling the hill got to do with that?
You're selling the headwaters. If they belong to Mason, he can dam the creek at the foot of the hill and drive your friends and neighbors out of business.
Oh, he wouldn't.
Oh, look, Carter. You don't mean he wouldn't be capable of it.
Well, I guess I don't.
We haven't been here long, but we've found out that he's been trying to buy those ranches.
Him try many times.
Well, the Alcotts and the Driscolls and the others wouldn't sell at the price he offered. Naturally.
Would you like to see them forced to sell?
Of course not.
If they were deprived of their water, they'd have to.
Yes, you're right. That must be the reason Mason wants to buy.
Does it change your decision?
Well, it sure does. I can't double-cross my friends. I can't save my skin at their expense.
Your skin? Do you believe you're in some danger?
Well, Mason will be out to get me.
How?
I don't know. Maybe the way he got young Forbes.
How was that?
Well, he wanted Forbes spread. Forbes wouldn't sell. And then rustlers came one night. Forbes went after them, and he was shot straight through the heart. Most folks thought that the rustlers came from the Bar 11, but there wasn't any proof. Nobody talked about it much.
Is everyone afraid of Mason?
That's about the size of it. We sit back and hope you'll leave us alone. We wait until it's too late. Now it's my turn.
It doesn't have to be, Carter.
Oh, but I'm a peace-loving man.
And you think because of that you're no match for Mason?
I know it.
Sometimes one has to fight for peace.
But it wouldn't be any use. I've only got a few men. He's got a regular army.
If all the other ranchers in the valley got together, you'd have an army.
Got together?
Yes. United to protect your lives and your property. Here's my suggestion, Carter. Just listen for a moment.
Three days later, Jane Carter watched Link Mason and one of his gunmen, Duke Barnard, rein up outside the Circle C.
Chris, it's Link and Duke.
Yeah, I see him. I've been expecting him.
You changed during the past few days.
A lot, Jane. I've got some starch in my backbone now.
Be careful.
Carter, what's the idea of the gun?
The idea is to keep you covered.
Oh. So that's the way you want to play it, huh?
If you're asking for trouble, you'll get it.
I've already been promised trouble.
Well, you'll get it.
Shut up, Dookie. This is a showdown, Carter.
You've had my final answer. I won't sell the hill.
I'm not here about that.
No?
You're the one who's starting this protective association.
That's right.
Against me.
We're getting together to help the sheriff keep the peace and to protect our lives and our homes. You're welcome to join it if you want to.
I don't need any protection.
We do.
Against me.
If you say so, against you.
I'm warning you to call off that meeting for tomorrow night.
No, Link. You're through giving orders in Rainbow Valley.
You're asking for trouble.
I said that before. And if it's all you got to say, get out of here.
Chris. Oh, Chris.
What is it, Jane?
No. No. I'm the one who's afraid.
Rancher's meeting was held in a little schoolhouse at Crystal Ford. The cattlemen, unsure of themselves at first, apprehensive of what Mason might do, were won to confidence by Chris Carter's quiet words. And finally...
Now we all love Rainbow Valley. It's a beautiful place. But to enjoy it, we've got to live in peace. We've got to have law and order. That's something that's worth fighting for. It's up to you, men. Do we go ahead?
Yes, we do.
Can I say a few words, Chris?
Sure thing, Clem.
Well, I haven't been in the valley long, but like you say, it's beautiful. And when I first bought my ranch, I was looking forward to the day when I could bring my girl out from St. Louis and get married and raise a family. But more and more, as time went on, I got to feeling it wasn't right to bring Amy out here. It wasn't fair. It wasn't a safe place to live. Don't have to be that way, though. And I want to thank you, Chris. For the first time, I got some hope for the future.
But at that moment, the door burst open. Link Mason and six of his hired gunmen walked into the room.
Well, Link, you come to join the association?
You haven't got any association.
We will have.
I come here to serve notice. This is your last meeting. Anybody who joins up against me gets paid off in hot lead. Now go on home and stay there. If you don't, you die.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. to continue our story. The ranchers' meeting continued after Link Mason and his gunmen had left. The business of organization was completed, but the new members of the association were silent as they rode home. Chris Carter stopped at the bunkhouse first for a word with his men. A few moments later, he found his wife waiting for him in the porch of the ranch house.
Oh, boy. Oh, steady, fella.
Chris, aren't you going to unsaddle Blackie?
I may need him later.
Later?
Link showed up at the meeting. He warned us against going on. We think maybe he'll try to back up his threat tonight.
Oh. It's so quiet, Chris. Is the valley always like this at night? I never noticed it so quiet before. Not a sound anywhere.
Guess most folks are listening.
Listening? For what?
The signal's 3 shots. If anybody needs help.
Oh.
Let's go inside. Maybe a long wait.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were waiting, too, in the cover of a small woods near the Bar 11 ranch house.
There's no light in bunkhouse.
All the men are inside the ranch house with Mason.
Maybe Mason wait for next meeting.
Yeah, we'll have to stay here and make sure. Door's open. They're getting mounted.
That Mason on her own horn.
I see him.
Where do you think he'll go? Carter Ranch?
Carter has a lot of men. I think it will be one of the smaller outfits.
Oh.
A single murder would serve Mason's purpose.
Yeah. Then start now.
Heading west. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Them turn off trail now.
That's Clem Parsons' ranch at the top of the rise. He's all alone there.
And plenty bad.
Why doesn't he fire the signal? He must be able to see them.
They're close now.
I'll do it for him.
Them rain up. Look this way.
We'll take cover behind those rocks just ahead and draw their fire. Close over. Hold on. Hold on. Easy, big fella. All right, Tonto. What's the matter with Parsons?
Him standing door.
Doesn't he realize they mean to kill him?
Him fall.
Yes. Mason and his killers are riding away. Here, Silver. I'll carry him inside.
Him still alive.
Oh, he's badly wounded. See what you can do for him, Kemosabe.
Tonto do best. It not look good.
Here's Chris Carter and the men from the Circle C, Tonto. I've got the sheriff with him.
What happened, masked man?
Clem's been shot, but he isn't dead.
You must be the hombre Chris has been telling me about.
That's right, Sheriff.
Who did this?
Mason and the crew from the Bar 11.
You saw them?
Both Tonto and I saw them. And you may be able to get Clem's own testimony.
Kemosabe, him open eyes now.
Come on.
It's coming too, yeah.
How about it, fella?
Hello, Chris.
Masked man told us it was Mason.
Yeah. He was the one that got me. I was a fool.
Take it easy.
Thought I had to warn him. Get off property. To have law on my side. Mason, he laughed and shot me.
Better him not talk.
That's right, Clem. Don't try to say anything more.
Not much more to say. Just tell Amy goodbye. Sorry.
Him gone. Tough.
Well, Sheriff?
We'll go after Mason as soon as the rest of the boys get here. The charge is murder.
posse grew to full strength outside the dead man's cabin. Then, with the sheriff and the Lone Ranger in the lead, they rode toward the Bar 11 ranch. The men were grim, determined that Mason should pay the full penalty for his last crime. Not a word was spoken until they topped the last rise, and only a level stretch of grassland lay between them and the house. A volley of shots rang out, and the sheriff raised his arm in a signal to halt.
We're going to make a fight of it.
You expected that, didn't you, Sheriff?
Yes, but I'll give him one chance. Mason, can you hear me?
What do you want?
You're under arrest for murder. Come out and give yourself up.
Come,
that's our answer. Surround the house, men. Take cover and open fire.
The siege of the house began. At the rear, Mason's men had a clear field of fire, and the posse was unable to close in. But in front, the grass was tall, and the sheriff ordered his men to dismount and start crawling through it toward the house. Duke reported the move to Link Mason in the latter's office.
How close are they now?
About 100 yards.
You sure?
Yeah, they shoot every now and then. They're getting closer all the time.
You figure they'll try to rush the house?
That's dead certain.
Well, there's one way to drive them back.
Well, we can't pick them off. We can't see them.
The wind's blowing toward them, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Send a couple of men out there. Have them fire the grass beyond the corral. It'll burn straight down to the banks of the river.
Say, that's a good idea, boss. There won't be any argument with a prairie fire.
All right, go on. Pick out a couple of men to get us started and then come back here.
Right. It won't be long now. Slick and Lefty are on their way.
Good. When that fire gets burning, I'm going to make a break for it.
You're what?
I'm going to take the roan and head for the woods.
And leave us here holding the bag?
It's the sheriff that'll be holding the bag. An empty one. I'm the only one he wants. After I clear out, you can surrender.
And get thrown in jail.
For how long? There's no charge against you. I'll hide out across the border until this blows over. Look out! Those close.
Yeah.
You can run the ranch. I'll keep in touch with you.
You think you can make it, boss?
I wouldn't try it if I wasn't sure I could make it. I'll make a break while most of the posse is hightailing it away from the fire. I'll cut east to the woods. From then on, it's simple. The roan can outrun anything in the valley.
Sounds all right.
All right, come on. We'll see how Slick and Lefty are making out.
Suddenly, two brilliant tongues of flame shot toward the sky in front of the ranch house. Slick and Lefty continued to fire the grass, and the flames became a solid wall moving before the wind toward the river. The sheriff called a warning to his men.
Get back! Get back, your horses!
But the warning was unnecessary. The men who had been crawling toward the house could see the danger and were on their feet and running. They reached their horses and swung into the saddle. Then, with the fire at their heels, they raced for the safety of the river. Lone Ranger and Tonto were with the men at the rear of the ranch house.
Watch closely, Kemosabe. They try to get away from the house.
That's right. Headed them right to woods.
Mason must realize they can't hold out for long.
They're right or now.
I see him. Here, Silver.
Hey, Master. I think I recognize that horse.
You do?
It's Mason's roan.
Steady, easy, Silver.
He's the fastest thing between here and the Rio Grande. And if that's Mason riding him, you'll make a clean getaway.
Silver will have something to say about that. He's a big fella. Come on, Silver!
The great white stallion leaped forward. For a moment, as he broke into the open, he was in range from the house, and a volley of shots rang out. A burst of speed carried him out of danger, but the roan was already disappearing among the trees.
It's all right, boy. There's only one trail he can take through the woods. Then he'll head for the ford at the bend of the river. We won't lose him. Come on, boy!
On and into the woods. The hoofs of the great horse spurned the shadowy trail. Beyond the open country sloped down to the ford, and Mason became aware of his pursuit. The Lone Ranger swung Silver to the south.
The trail cuts back on the other side of the river. We're going to swim it and try to head him off.
Mason had reached the other side of the ford as Silver plunged into the deeper part of the river.
Watch it, boy. Take it easy. Head it, does it?
The masked man slipped from the saddle and hung onto the pommel. He held his guns above the water as Silver struck out for the opposite bank. Mason, realizing that the Lone Ranger's move would make it possible to intercept him on the trail, reined up and opened fire. Bullets splashed close to Silver and the masked man.
Steady, boy. Only a little farther. We'll make it, Silver. Come on, boy. That's it. All right, big fella.
The far bank was won, and the Lone Ranger answered Mason's fire.
Throw down your gun, Mason, or you'll get worse than that.
All right, don't shoot anymore.
Steady, big fella. All right. Come on, boy.
I'm wounded bad.
Oh, boy. Oh, steady.
You gotta get me to a doctor.
Easy, Silver. We'll take a look. Let me see. It's only your arm, Mason. You'll live. You'll live until you hang for the murder of Clem Parsons.
Mason's men had surrendered to the sheriff, and when the Lone Ranger had delivered the owner of the Bar 11 into custody, the whole lot were taken to jail. It was morning before Chris Carter returned to his home.
Chris, at last, you're back.
I sure am.
Is everything all right?
Just look out the window and tell me what you see.
Out the window? Why, nothing. The sun's coming up over the hill, that's all.
That's what I meant. Mason and all his men are in jail. This is the beginning of a new day for Rainbow Valley.
Chris.
What's the matter?
Look. There's a masked man and an Indian.
Yes, honey. And I'm proud to say they're friends of mine.
Friends of yours?
That's right. We can thank the masked man for putting Mason where he belongs. He didn't tell me his name, but he called his horse Silver. And there can't be two hombres like him in the West. That's the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.